Okay, thanks very much. I'm going to be switching regions a little bit and talking about nutrient loss and winter runoff from winter manure application. So I'll just acknowledge my co-authors, Gary Feyerisen from Minnesota and a couple of UW Wisconsin colleagues. So the research need here around this question is that, you know, as we heard before, nutrient loss in runoff from fields can pollute fresh waters. Surface applied manure that's applied and left on the surface and not incorporated can be an important source of nitrogen and phosphorus loss. We're going to deal with that, right? So in our part of the world, New York, northern states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, you know, dairy manure application in late fall and winter can actually be a fairly common practice. But, you know, we have a lot of snow accumulation in the winter, and winter and spring runoff is a time when we get consistent runoff every year. It's likely going to happen. That can represent a big part of our annual runoff. So if manure is there, that can be an issue. So there, in a lot of these states, we have restrictions on winter spreading, but there's really not a lot of research around the issue. And so the restrictions may not always be based on sound research, or there's not a lot of research to support them. The research that has been done has, a lot of it has been done in the 70s and 80s. It's fairly observational, plot studies, spreading manure, see what you get in runoff. And the results are kind of mixed and somewhat unclear about how the processes of hydrology or manure management are affecting nutrient loss. And so really we're left with this little bit gap of an understanding in the process level. What are the processes controlling winter runoff and then the nutrient loss that might go with it if manure is present? So we've been doing some research from lab scale to plot scale, field scale, and some modeling research to try to, you know, get at improving our process level understanding of this issue. So what I'm going to talk about today is some of the lab scale stuff we've been doing and a couple of the objectives that we were looking at. First was just to look at nitrogen and phosphorus released to water as a function of temperature. Would you get less nutrient loose from manure as snow melts just because it's cold? And then secondly, how do things like the manure solids content, whether you have a liquid or a solid manure, the application rate, the placement in the snowpack, how do they affect nitrogen and phosphorus release from the manure during a snowmelt? And then determine if some of the data that we're collecting in number one can be used to predict nutrient release from manure during a snowmelt. So our first objective there, looking at the effect of temperature during water extractions on nitrogen and phosphorus release. So we had three manures that we used, a liquid manure and then two semi-solid manures. And we conducted water extractions, 1 hour water extractions of the fresh manure at four different temperatures. And then, you know, getting down from warmer room temperature down to cold temperatures. And then also 1 degree for the semi-solid number two, a fifth temperature. And we looked at five different extraction ratios. How much water is interacting with the manure to leach out the nutrients. And we're looking at dissolved phosphorus and ammonium nitrogen in these extractions. The second thing that we did was looking at nitrogen and phosphorus release from manure as it's applied to snow and as the snow melts and how much of the nitrogen and phosphorus is released from these manures. So we had a manure applied to snow in 15 centimeter diameter funnels. We used two of the same manures we used in the previous experiments, the liquid and one semi-solid manure. We had three different manure placements below snow, between two snow layers, or on top of snow. We looked at different application rates, trying to look at, you know, if you have more water there melting through the snow, how does that affect how much of the nutrients come out? That coincides a little bit with our extraction ratios in the lab extractions. So we had these funnels. We allowed the snow to melt at 4 degrees C. It usually took about two and a half days to fully melt. We collected leachate in 250 to 300 mil increments, and they're analyzing them for dissolved phosphorus and ammonium nitrogen. So just a few pictures of the setup for the leachings in the funnels, just to get an idea what it looks like. with the manure placement in, or with the, on the snow, and then just, you know, melting these in a cold room that fluctuated, you know, between 3 and 5 degrees. So some of the data, the first set of data here, looking at the lab water extractions for phosphorus coming out of manure at different temperatures and then different water extraction ratios. So on the x-axis, we have extraction ratios, and we have graphs for the three different manures. And the y-axis is the dissolved phosphorus that's released during the extractions. So basically, we see a few things for phosphorus that you get this response, which we see a lot in these types of extractions, that the as you increase the extraction ratio and the amount of water there, more phosphorus is coming out of the manure. Secondly, you know, we kind of see this inconsistent effect of temperature. This liquid manure really behave quite differently from the semi-solids and different from a lot of the data that was in the literature. Not quite sure why. So we don't really see a lot of effect of temperature with the semi-solid manures. We did with the liquid manure, but really not much of an effect of temperature below 10 degrees C. And if we look at the same data for the ammonium nitrogen that's coming out of the manure, so one of the big differences here with the nitrogen is that you get more of this rapid release of the ammonium. You don't really see this effect of how much water's there. It seems to all come out at once, even with smaller amounts of water. Again, inconsistent effects of temperature. You know, these extractions are pretty variable in themselves, how much comes out. So, you know, a lot of this variability we see it may be just due to the nature of these types of extractions more than temperature. What we do see with the nitrogen, maybe a little more nitrogen coming out at the lower temperatures, which we might contribute to less volatilization during the shakings. So there's just more nitrogen there that comes out. And we'll see this in some of the leachings too, as we in the other experiments. So moving on to the leachings, the snow leachings in the funnels, and looking at the concentrations as a function of leachate volume on the y-axis, or somewhere on the x-axis, and the concentration of dissolved phosphorus and then nitrogen on the y-axis for the liquid and the semi-solid manure. So we're seeing for phosphorus that, again, this sort of function of how much water is coming through. So the phosphorus release is more gradual with the during the snow melts. With the nitrogen, you're getting much more of this rapid flush of the ammonium coming out. So we look at the mass of phosphorus and nitrogen that was coming out of the manure. So if you look at the phosphorus on the top part of the table here, we have the two manure types, the liquid and the semi-solid manure. And then we have the three different placements in the snowpack, and then the three different rates of manure application. So what we're seeing with the phosphorus is that we're not seeing any effect of manure placement in the snowpack or the application rate on how much phosphorus comes out. So because we're not seeing an effect of the application rate, that means that at the higher application rates, there's more phosphorus there that you've applied in the manure. So a smaller percentage is actually coming out at the higher rate. So that's just a function that we think of, just that extraction ratio. You have more manure, you have a lower water to manure ratio, less phosphorus is coming out. So it's very consistent with our water extractions. When we look at the nitrogen, we are seeing, so the smaller case red letters are comparing the rates, any differences between the application rates. So you can see with both the liquid and the semi-solid manures that the more nitrogen is there, the more that's coming out. So we're getting similar percentages of the nitrogen that's coming out at each application rate. So you're getting more nitrogen as you increase how much manure is there. And then we're seeing the uppercase letters are comparing the placement within the snowpack. So we see, for example, let's see, with the liquid manure, we're not seeing any effect of where where the manure is on how much nitrogen comes out. With the semi-solid manure, we are seeing an effect. So basically, as you're moving the manure closer to the top of the snow, you're getting less nitrogen coming out. So I think we can attribute that to there's more ammonium volatilization as the manure is on the surface, and so there's less nitrogen there to be leached out by this melting snow water. So what we wanted to do is then take these, you know, equations, take this data that we looked for our lab water extractions and see if we can use, you know, get a fit an equation to those curves that we saw in the first set of data and see if we can use those then to estimate how much phosphorus and nitrogen leached out during our funnel experiments. See if we're seeing consistencies, and then can we use those relationships then to put into our field models to predict you know, nitrogen or phosphorus loss during snowmelt. So what we're seeing is that just so I just put the equation that we used for phosphorus leaching for our semi-solid and our liquid manures. Basically, so what we're seeing for our semi-solid manure, well, I'll start with the liquid. Our liquid manure, we're seeing pretty good predictions using those lab extractions to estimate how much phosphorus can come out of the manure during a snowmelt leaching. For the semi-solid manure, what we're seeing is that the amount that we would estimate using this equation in the top of the screen is a lot more than what actually came out. So the liquid manure gives good estimates. The semi-solid manure, less phosphorus is coming out than we might expect. For our nitrogen, again, we had an equation from our lab extractions. So we're seeing for the liquid manure that we're predicting a lot more nitrogen release than what we measured. And then also for our manures on the surface, for our semi-solid manure, when it's on the top of the snow, we're predicting more nitrogen. So I think this is, again, just a function of, whereas we had good estimates of nitrogen leaching if manure is under the snow or between snow. So I think this is just a function of, you know, this equation you're using is just not accounting for the ammonium volatilization that occurs from the manure before you're getting any of the leaching. So, you know, there's some data in the literature from, again, early studies that suggests about 35% of the ammonium nitrogen may volatilize, and that was pretty consistent with what we were seeing in our data. So maybe that's a first estimate in some of our models of how much ammonium you might lose before any snowmelt leaching. So just to summarize, with our temperature water extractions, the phosphorus release is much more a function of that water and to manure extraction ratio than the nitrogen. Really, we are seeing, you know, you see some inconsistent effects of the temperature, but what I'd say from our data really is that, you know, cold temperatures don't seem to be an influence on how much nitrogen or phosphorus may come out of manure during snowmelt, which I think is good in our modeling that we don't necessarily need to account for that. So in our snowmelt leaching experiments, what we're seeing is that manure placement in the snow doesn't seem to affect the phosphorus leaching or the ammonium nitrogen leaching for liquid manure, but will affect the ammonium nitrate leaching for a semi-solid manure due to variable end volatilization. So a liquid manure on snow seems to have more end volatilization than a semi-solid manure, unless that semi-solid manure is on the surface. So that liquid manure seemed to have the same volatilization no matter where it was in the snowpack. And we think that we, you know, our water extractions, lab water extractions, that data can be used to reliably estimate nutrient leaching from manure during a snowmelt. We need to account for our nitrogen volatilization. And also, this is kind of an important thing we're seeing when there's really no data in the literature about this, but the phosphorus leaching from a semi-solid manure, but not a liquid manure, appears to be fairly incomplete or less than we might estimate with some of the equations we have. We kind of see this is consistent with some of our field data and certainly needs some more research, but what we think is maybe those liquid manures, you know, you apply them, they sort of distribute very evenly within the snowpack and you get much more even, even with the snowmelt, you get much more even interaction with the snow water melting and then the nutrient release from the manure. That interaction of the melting snow with the solids seems to be there's less interaction, less complete, so there's just less phosphorus coming out. So we're trying to do some small-scale plot studies and in some larger scale to see if we can quantify that a little bit better and make sure that we're accounting for that in some of our models. So because the form of manure we're putting out there might and could have a big impact on some of those phosphorus losses. So that's all I have. If there's any questions.
Thank you very much. Let's give a round of applause. Any questions? We have one question we can take, and then at the end we'll have around 10 minutes of discussion. So all the speakers are here. So if you have a quick question. Yeah.
The soil condition of your pots, when you, was the soil frozen, granular frozen, what was the soil condition?
In these experiments,
yeah,
there was no soil. So they were just, there was just manure in the snow, you melt the snow, what comes out, trying to separate that from the soil, and then we are doing some small scale with same setup, but then just collecting the runoff that comes off the soil. Trying to really separate those different scales and processes and trying to make sense of it all. No, they were just, the funnels had small holes in them, so that we had a mesh in there that held the manure if it was applied on the bottom, and then, so it was just the water leaching through. Yeah. So that would simulate, you know, what's going to actually go in the soil or run off.